Welcome to the Nerdcast Podcast, partner podcast of ComicConverse.com. And these are today's hosts.
So I am very sorry to say this, guys. This podcast took a lot out of me. I had to edit a lot of stuff because sadly, we lost a lot of the audio from both Ryan and Micah. So it might sound a bit weird, but next week I am going to be recording it on the Skype recorder because sadly, I didn't record it accidentally. I recorded like half of it, so you might hear Ryan and Micah throughout the video, but it isn't going to be clear enough, you know, the first half. So please understand that. And anyway, let's go on with this episode.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Roger, and welcome to the Nerdcast Podcast, where we talk about all the latest news going around in the comic world. And today, I'm joined by Jordan.
Hello!
And our topics for today include the Spider-Man casting, the Green Lantern film will have multiple Green Lanterns, The Flash Season 2 has been confirmed to premiere in October, X-Men and Fantastic Four will possibly cross over in 2018, Ant-Man has two post-credit scenes, Ava DuVernay will direct Black Panther, and we will discuss the Hulk movie rights. So let's swing right into it with our first topic, and that's Tom Holland has been cast as the new Spider-Man. What a breath of relief. It's finally over. If you don't know Tom Holland, he's been in a few things. He's mostly known for the movie The Impossible. And I believe he also has a TV miniseries called The Wolf Hall. And he'll also be alongside Thor, aka Chris Hemsworth, in The Heart of the Sea in December. So that's where you can see him. Also, the director was named, and that's John Watts. He directed us. He's kind of like an indie director. His biggest thing he's done this year is Cop Car, which is a thriller. And you can expect to see that. I think in a couple months it comes out in theaters. They already showed it at the Sundance. And this is what Sony executive Amy Pascal told Marvel.com. She said, "Sony, Marvel, Kevin, and I all knew that for Peter Parker, we had to find a vibrant, talented young actor capable of embodying one of the most well-known characters in the world. With Tom, we found the perfect actor to bring Spider-Man's story into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I think we're all excited. It's finally over." So, Jordan, what are your thoughts?
We've been waiting for this moment for a very long time, you know. All the controversy going around about the whole, you know, Amazing Spider-Man 2 film. And since then, you know, we've been really scared of what's going to actually happen with the, you know, future of the Spider-Man character. So it is really cool that finally, you know, Marvel have got the character, we've got an actor, we've got a director, and it just seems like, you know, Marvel really are taking their, you know, kind of baby steps in a way to bring in, you know, Spider-Man back into the MCU, you know, because Spider-Man really is a character that they, you know, it's kind of like their paperboy in a way. He's kind of like their, you know, their guy that everyone knows who Spider-Man is. I'm very interested in this casting. Like, Tom Holland is a English actor, so we've got another English Spider-Man. Like, I don't know what your opinions on that, because it's crazy that we got another English Spider-Man. You know, I really think that Tom Holland's got the kind of physique to be a good Spider-Man, you know. If you've actually seen his bloody Instagram post, the guy is like a ninja. You know, he's jumping off buildings, he's doing all this crazy stuff. He really does feel like he's going to be a really interesting Spider-Man. He's actually going to be the youngest Spider-Man. He's 19, I believe. I think he's 19 or 18. I think he's going to be 19 in this year. I think he's 19 now, so he's going to be 20 soon. So he's going to be one of the youngest Spider-Men that we've actually seen on, you know, the big screen, which is cool. I think that's a really cool get from Marvel. Because you got to remember that this guy is going to be Spider-Man for at least maybe 10 films or something crazy like that. Because, you know, he's going to be their poster boy. So it makes sense for them to cast a young, you know, kid who's got the talents. And seeing that he can do all that stuff in the Instagram videos, I think is cool for Marvel. Because then they don't have to get a, you know, expensive stunt double. Of course, he'll have a stunt double, but, you know, it kind of is cool that he ticks that box. So I really think that he's going to be a really interesting Spider-Man. But I think I'm more interested in the director, because the director is a indie one. He actually directed Cop Car, a movie that's got a lot of buzz, like Sundance and stuff like that. So he's kind of an unknown actor, or unknown director, which is cool. I don't think that John Watts is going to be the new Spider-Man. But yeah, he's directing it, which is cool. So I really think that he's going to do a good job. You know, Cop Car is a movie that I want to watch because it's very interesting. It's about Kevin Bacon, you know, chasing these kids that steal his cop car. That is very interesting. I think the reason why they gave him the gig is because he's good with children, I guess. Because a little, like, there's two kids in that film that are pretty, you know, I don't know. Apparently, they've got a lot of buzz behind them. So, yeah, I'm very interested and I'm really happy that finally we've got a new Spider-Man. And, yeah.
Well, all right. So, Obviously, we're all excited for Spider-Man now. It really goes down to what do we want to see for the first Spider-Man film, you know? Because we just came off The Amazing Spider-Man 2, which to most people it was awful. Some people liked it. There are some fans of The Amazing Spider-Man 2. But we're coming off like Sony lost a lot of money with Amazing Spider-Man 2, and they want to make it big with the big Marvel Studios title right on there on Spider-Man, the big old Marvel Studios tag. So, what would you like to see in your first Marvel Studios slash Sony Spider-Man film, Jordan?
I would like to see, I think, a more lighter tone. I think that's what, you know, because the director John Watts has actually made a lot of comedy films, so he's kind of in that realm, which I think is a really good thing to go for Spider-Man, because you need to have something that's different from, you know, the dark tone of the Amazing Spider-Man franchise and the, I could say like the mix between it in the Sam Raimi one. It kind of had some dark elements, but it was more or less a film with, you know, it had some good stuff in it. So I really think that they should go for the light-hearted tone for the next film, because that would be a really cool get from Marvel. And you know, the director John Watts is a newcomer, so that would be really cool. I think he's really young actually. I think he's like in his 30s or something like that. So he's kind of a young director, up and coming director. So he's probably going to have a lot of the, you know, charm to him. I think that's what they should do. You know, but I don't know about the villain. Like, I don't want to see Norman Osborn again. I know a lot of people love the character, but I just don't want to see him right now. I think that they should, like, maybe go for somebody like Shocker, because Shocker is such an unknown character in a way, and not that many people know about him. And I think somebody like that would work for a first movie. I think they should throw out the crap love interest, because, quite honestly, you've seen it so many times. I think that people just want to see Spider-Man, if you know what I mean. It's like Mary Jane, and you've got, you know, the other one. He's got so many girlfriends. Like, I don't mind him if actually going into some of the, you know, unknown girlfriends. That would be cool, but I just don't know. So I really think it should go for a lighter tone, and yeah, that's all I want from it, really, a lighter tone Spider-Man.
And I believe Micah just joined us. Micah, you there? Yeah, Micah. What are your thoughts on Tom Holland being cast as Spider-Man?
I knew they didn't want to, you know, announce it right away, because, you know, it's a they want to keep it under secret, and you know, Sony's kind of bad at that, and you know, and we've seen what happened in the past couple Spider-Man movies, you know, and you know what I want to see after it, like in it, like, you know, he's gonna start off very young. He's gonna, you know, they're not doing the origin story, obviously, and so I guess a villain I'd like to see maybe is, you know, Shocker or maybe Kingpin. Like, those two could probably fit well. Kingpin would probably be a little bit more better, because they could actually kind of tie Daredevil into that in a little way. And then, you know, that could be cool. And then, you know, I don't know. There's, like, so many villains that they've already done in the past that I don't really want to see back on screen. And so I don't know what other villains to choose from. Shocker, Mysterio. Yeah, I could see Mysterio maybe doing that. He could be pretty cool. So yeah, I could either Shocker, Mysterio, or Kingpin. Probably that's the first villain, and then, you know, start him off, you know, very young, and not do the love interest. Don't do that. We've already seen those in the past five Spider-Man movies, and just bring back like J. Jonah Jameson or something. Like, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I mean, also going to your point of J. Jonah Jameson, there was a thing that they could possibly bring back. I forgot his name. What's his name? Yeah, J.K. Simmons. There you go. I don't know why I forgot his name, but yeah, they're saying that they could possibly bring him back, but maybe not. And also going back to your when you said Asa Butterfield, I guess supposedly since he was talking on the internet on Reddit, that's the reason they kind of booted him out of the running, because he was talking about it on Reddit and everything. So I think that's why he was out. And I think Marvel had another kid, but I'm not sure who they had. But of course they were doing this together, and Tom Holland obviously got tested way more, and obviously he tested with one of the big guns, which is Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans, and I guess they saw him fit well into it. So we'll just have to wait and see. And yeah, I'm excited. I think we're all excited for Spider-Man. So, Hopefully we get more news, more details. The film is like a couple years away, so maybe by the time Civil War comes out, we'll get our a feel of what Spider-Man will be and how the movie will be. Maybe we'll get a feel about it. Like, this Civil War is going to be pretty interesting. And moving on, crawling on to Ant-Man, it has been confirmed that there will be two post-credit scenes, one mid-credit scene, one end-credit scene. And it is kind of spoilery-ish, but talking about Ant-Man, there's been a lot of buzz around Ant-Man. A lot of people have been seeing screenings about it, and they're saying that they really enjoyed it. Comicbook.com called it the best origin story since Iron Man, so that's pretty interesting. I guess we might want to talk about the spoilers, Jordan, or...
Okay, so I think I could maybe talk about one of the spoilers that's in a post-credit scene. Right. And it's something that I kind of saw coming. I don't know. I think it's just because this film is based on a insect-based character, yeah. I could say, Ant-Man. So at the end of the film, basically, there's a post-credit scene where a wasp escapes from, I think it's Pym Particles, the actual, I think Pym Industries, and it gets captured by a spider's web. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that obviously is an Easter egg to the next Spider-Man. There also is another one where, Hank's on his laptop, and he gets an email from, Tony Stark about the Registration Act. So that's obviously a Easter egg to Civil War, which is coming out next year. So obviously there's going to be some sort of Easter egg there, because this is the last film of this year based on a Marvel property.
Yeah.
And yeah, what do you think about it, Roger, I guess?
Well, because also Heroic Hollywood, a.k.a. Umberto Gonzalez, the Apex Scoop Predator, also kind of revealed what the mid and post credits will be. So I think we could talk about those and kind of go into what it might be into. Maybe.
Okay.
All right. So what he says is, Hank Pym gives the Wasp costume with wings to Hope Van Dyne, and he explains to Hope what happened to her mother, Janet Van Dyne. So that's supposedly the mid-credit scene from Heroic Hollywood and Berto Gonzalez. That's what he's saying, that the mid-credit scene, and that the final one is that it leads into Civil War, of course, like you said, and the scene has Captain America, the Falcon, and the Winter Soldier. And Cap and Falcon have located the Winter Soldier to a remote location where the Winter Soldier is tied up. Falcon asks Cap, should I call Stark? Cap replies, no. Falcon replies, I know who to call, implying Ant-Man. In case you didn't know, Falcon is an Ant-Man in a few key scenes. So those are reportedly the two ending post-credit scenes, whatever. It was spoily. I'm sorry if it did. I don't think we mentioned spoilers ahead. But, that's what it is. Maybe you clicked away or you skipped ahead while you...
Yeah, I'll put it in the description of the video or the title, so don't worry about that.
Yeah, so those are very interesting scenes because obviously Cap and Falcon are looking for the Winter Soldier. Falcon has been on his own looking for the Winter Soldier. You see it in Age of Ultron when Cap asks Falcon on the secret mission or whatever. And maybe in the,
okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, maybe that in that mid-credit scene... Maybe Hope Van Dyne does put on the Wasp costume and does get stuck in a web. That'd be really interesting because this isn't confirmed. This is just what he's reporting on, what Jordan is reporting on. So I think this would be fun.
Yeah, I think a lot of people did kind of say it happened, but I don't know. They haven't confirmed it yet. So
we'll just have to wait to see. Micah, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think Micah's gone. Okay, we got to skip Micah then, I guess.
All right. Well, Ryan went off for a break real quick doing personal business, but he'll most likely join us in a couple minutes maybe. Mom! Micah.
Mom!
You heard us, right? What are your thoughts on the two post-credit scenes?
Oh, yeah, I think they make sense because first off with the Wasp one, it makes sense to introduce her because, you know, it was the first draft of that was, or the first draft of her character was in Avengers, the first Avengers movie, and then they pulled him out. And, you know, I kind of want to see Wasp in there and see more female characters like her. And I think it makes sense because she, like, is the daughter of Hank Pym. For the, like, the Spider-Man one, makes sense. And for Civil War, makes sense because they're all leading into Civil War or about what's happening with the Registration Act and all that. And, you know, with Spider-Man, that makes feel like that's a cool way to, you know, not introduce him per se, but, like, you know, hint at him, you know, that he's in the universe since, you know, Marvel and Sony worked out this deal to have him in the MCU. And, yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see these two post-credit scenes. I didn't even know that they would have, like, necessarily something hinted at Spider-Man because I felt like this whole Spider-Man thing came to fruition after, you know, the release of Ant-Man or whatever. So I didn't know that they were going to necessarily put him in there for a little bit or a cameo or anything. But it makes sense, I guess. And, you know, hinted at more Marvel films to date. Yeah, I'm excited to see more.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they owe us an end credit scene since they didn't really put one in Age of Ultron, and we were all expecting a pretty big or at least a really good memorable one for the end credit scene, because all we got was spoilers if you haven't seen Age of Ultron, was just Thanos saying, fine, I'll do it myself, and grabs the Infinity Gauntlet. So maybe they'll be good. Maybe it'll still be pretty interesting and get you hyped up for Civil War. And I really love these post-credit scenes, man. I hope DC does some kind of thing. Maybe they'll do mid-credit scenes, because Green Lantern did a mid-credit scene with Sinestro finally becoming a Yellow Lantern.
And, yeah, I don't know. That I was pretty. Don't know pretty if good. They'll do it. Maybe they don't want to follow Marvel.
Yeah, because then Marvel fanboys are gonna come with, oh, DC's copying Marvel. But in fact, we'd all like to see something. Some little mid-credit scene.
Maybe all they could do more Easter eggs.
Because if anything, it's just a really mini teaser for the next projects or anything. It really hypes up the crowd and just.
I think overall they'll do it for Batman v Superman. I have a feeling.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's move on to the next subject, I guess. I think I should do these bits, I guess.
Alright.
You've done two. I think I should do these because, you know, I totally forgot about that. Sorry, guys. Okay, so I think we should talk about Black Panther. So if you guys didn't know, there's a rumor going around that Ava DuVernay, I'm sorry if I'm not pronouncing your name properly, you know, I'm really bad at names, is actually going to be directing Black Panther. Now, she directed Selma, which was a really intelligent movie that came out last year. Don't know if you guys have watched it. If not, you should go watch it because it's really good. She's apparently going to be directing Black Panther. I think I'm going to go straight to Roger because he is the biggest Black Panther, you know, guy here, the Wakandan. So, yeah, what do you think about this?
The Wakandan. Residential Wakandan. Well, obviously, I guess a lot of sites are reporting that she is a lot to direct Black Panther, but I guess Kevin Feige has come out and said that they've met with her for sure, but they've met with a lot of other people too, and she could be one of them. They're just same thing as any studio would say. We're looking for the best director for any given movie, just the best director to really bring out the character and really do a great movie. When I first heard about this, I was kind of iffy. It's kind of bittersweet because finally you have someone to direct Black Panther, but yet you have a director. Because for me, I don't know, I just want to see great storytelling and great action in my Black Panther movie. That's what I want. And I think Ava can do probably amazing storytelling and a direct amazing scenes.
I think that'll get some guys
really
to help her up.
Sure, on her action.
Kind of like what happened to Daredevil. I don't think the writer of Daredevil, I think the producer of Daredevil, was big into like action and stuff. But I know that they got a lot of people to go in and help them out with that. So I think that will probably happen with Black Panther if she actually directs it. They'll help her out. But obviously it'll be her vision behind it.
Yeah, but if she does it, man, I'm all in it. I'll be all 100% in it. If she is directed into it, I'll put my my whole Wakandan heart into it. But I don't know. I was looking for an actor like Anton Fuqua, who's gonna do I believe who's gonna do Southpaw, who did Training Day, and these other films, other great films. And I was kind of looking for him or some other big director, like the director for The Raid 2. That would have been amazing for me, because obviously that a lot of people think that film's one of the greatest action films there. And because we still don't really know much about Black Panther, it got pushed even further away because of Spider-Man, and so it's kind of hard to tell what they plan to do with it, if it's going to be like a small origin story or it's going to be like
I
a
think it probably won't be an origin story because if he's in Civil War, he's already like
yeah.
he's gonna be, you know, there, right? I think that will probably be his origin story,
Yeah.
or they might just skip it because I think Marvel are warming to, well, just burped there. Sorry about that. They're warming to not bringing, you know, these stories, so I think that maybe they won't do it. But yeah.
Because I think Civil War, Black Panther himself, T'Challa, and Chadwick Boseman, his character is probably gonna tell the Avengers what Wakanda is. Because it's probably gonna be some smart, funny remark. What's Wakanda like when Mark Ruff or the Bruce Banner was trying to say Wakanda in Age of Ultron, and that part was
Yeah.
just amazing. That whole little scene with Claw and everything. Andy Serkis was great as Claw. I wanted to scream so loud in the theater when that came out. But I really think T'Challa's gonna be the one to really talk about Wakanda. He's like, oh, this is my country. This is where the Black Panther powers come from. This is how I became Black Panther, Black Panther, and this is really my culture, and this is what we fight for. This is what we believe in, and maybe that's what happened. Maybe not. Maybe I'm not sure how they're gonna do it. All I'm asking, Captain America fight. That's all I'm asking in Civil War or in Black Panther. But if
Yeah.
she is the director, like I said, I'm all for it.
Okay, so Micah, what's your opinion on this? Are you there or?
Micah.
Sorry, guys, we have to wait a while. Okay, I think Micah's not there.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I think that Micah's not there, guys, so I think we're gonna skip him and we're
All
gonna be
right.
talking about the Hulk rights. So apparently Marvel has actually showed a lot of stuff about this, so a lot of this has come from rumors and stuff. Apparently, the reason why Hulk. Well, not rumors, but this actually came from Marvel. Forgot to say that. What's going on? That the Hulk movie rights is a
Yeah.
little problem. So, apparently, Paramount owns the distribution rights, while Marvel actually have the creative, you know, control. But apparently, they can't make it because if they make the film, they won't distribute it because Paramount have the rights to that and, you know, they probably won't do it. But I really think that something will happen in the future where. You know, Paramount will give away the Hulk rights because if you guys think about it, you know, they've become a massive studio. You know, Jurassic World is killing it right now. Fast and Furious 7 made $1 billion. So, you know, I really think that we're gonna see a lot from those guys. And yeah, so what's your opinion on Universal on the Hulk rights, Roger? Do you think we'll see a movie?
I'm thinking we might see a movie because Universal, I think, what do they have? They have Jurassic World and
Fast and
Fast and
Furious,
Furious.
yeah.
Pretty
Fast and Furious franchise.
Jurassic
And
World and
Minion.
Minions. There you go. Jurassic World became the highest, made mo the most money ever at the box office just when it was released. So they have that going for them. Then they have Furious 7, who came very close. Is in the top 10 now, I believe, or top 5 almost, I think. So they have those big franchises. And it's kind of weird. Marvel can make the movie, but it's up to Universal if they want to distribute it. And I guess if Universal chose to I think forego the distribution, then Disney could immediately pick up the distribution rights for the Hulk film. So
Yeah.
it's kind of like a jumbo, man. I'd like a Hulk movie, but it's just kind of hard
Yeah,
to
I think
do.
that the thing is Universal will give it up. I think Universal will give it up. I have a feeling. But I just don't know if Marvel will make it straight away because, you know, phase three is kind of on
Yeah.
lock now. They can't do that much movement in there. I think phase four, maybe we could see some sort of Hulk movie. But I think that the actual well, Kevin Feige actually said that he thinks that the Hulk works well with a team instead of
Yeah,
actually having
supporting
a
characters.
standalone movie. Which makes sense in a way because the last, well, the Fantastic Four, the Hulk movie that came out, you know, the first one in 2008 was pretty cool. The one in 2003 was god awful. Mm-hmm. So I just don't know if they are going to jump on it right now. Maybe down the line, because they've got a lot of characters that they can use. So I think they're going to do those characters before they do Hulk. So I think the Hulk will come. It will eventually come. The same thing with like people like Namor, because Namor is a character. His rights are weird because a lot of people own it. Like, there's one guy, I think he's in Texas somewhere. I can't remember who the hell he is. He owns one of the rights to Namor, and Universal own one part of Namor. So I think that before we see a Hulk movie, will be maybe a Namor movie. I don't know if you guys would be interested in a Namor movie, because Namor's kind of like Aquaman.
I'd love it.
And I think that Marvel would use it.
I'd love a Namor movie.
So yeah, I think that could happen. Cool. Yeah, I think a Namor movie would be awesome. But I just don't know, because Fox own it as well. They own it. Yeah, they want it. So it's really weird. Because
the mutant, obviously the first mutant. So it's kind of, it's weird, man. A lot of distribution rights. It's tricky, you know. Marvel had to do it because they were going bankrupt. So they had to sell bits and pieces of their characters to different studios.
Yeah. But at least we got Spider-Man back, so you know, we can't complain.
Technically, we got Spider-Man
back. Yeah, anyway.
But yeah.
Moving on to Fox, because we were talking about Fox, I guess. I don't think Mike is here, so we're going to just go to the X-Men stuff. So, apparently there's a rumor going on that a crossover movie between the Fantastic Four and X-Men, I'm actually going to call it X-Men 4, is apparently going to be coming out in 2018. Now, this makes a lot of sense, because Fox want to have a cohesive you know, universe. X-Men Apocalypse is coming around the corner, and I think after X-Men Apocalypse, we will see the X-Men coming back to the present day. There's a rumor going around that at the end of Apocalypse, the time will reset again, and it will be in the future universe, which will be cool. I think that makes sense, because they can't keep doing this, you know, back in the day and stuff like that, because it just won't work with Fantastic Four, unless they do some sort of crazy storyline where the X-Men go to the Fantastic Four's universe, but that would be so weird, so... Apparently, the rumor is it's going to be coming out in 2018, which makes sense because 2018 is pretty sparse, if I could be honest. We've got a Justice League movie, I believe, coming out then, so that makes sense for them to push it. I think we're getting an Avengers movie. I'm not sure. I don't think we're getting it. I think we're getting Avengers in 2019. I'm not sure when the next Avengers is coming out.
I think it... Yeah.
But yeah. I think it is might be 2018. I don't know. I'm not sure. But anyway, Fox really hasn't got anything coming out that year, so it makes sense for them to push it. The Fantastic Four sequel is coming out in 2017, I think. I think it's 2017, yeah. So Fantastic Four is becoming their new franchise. It's coming out this August, so this makes a lot of sense in that light. So what's your opinion on this, Roger? I think that this is a really cool thing, in my opinion.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool because you'd obviously have two big comic book teams collide together again, because there's a lot of people that like the X-Men more than the Avengers, or like Fantastic Four more than the Avengers, but everybody's an Avenger basically, but the X-Men are their own little team, the Fantastic Four are their own little team, then you have the Avengers, then you have a bunch of spinoffs of the Avengers, you got the West Coast, whatever, but we're talking about X-Men and Fantastic Four, and I guess it all depends on the success of the Fantastic Four reboot and Fantastic Four 2, if that happens. And X-Men Apocalypse as well, if that isn't, like, mentioned here, an unexpected disaster, then they could possibly meet in 2018. It's not set in stone, but it is a thought, it is an idea, and I think that'd be pretty awesome. I don't know what they could do in that movie or that film, or...
Yeah, they could do a lot of cool stuff. They could do a lot of cool stuff. Yeah. I don't know what's going on with the podcast today. Everyone's, like, stumbling on their words. I'm sorry about that, Comic Converse community. I have to say that properly. So, yeah, I think it's really cool, but... I don't know, maybe they could do the Skrulls. That'll be a cool little storyline. I don't know if they could... I don't know who owns the Skrulls characters, so they could do that, maybe.
I think
invasion.
Does. I'm not sure.
Yeah, so the X-Men and the Fantastic Four can come together in an invasion. That'll be really cool, I guess. But I don't know what they could do. It's like a really crazy thing. I don't know what is going to be like. What director is going to take such a big, you know, crossover event and put it onto the big screen? Like, I don't know. I don't really think that... I think they'll have a smaller director, maybe.
I think they'll probably just give it to Bryan Singer.
It's cool. Maybe Bryan Singer, but I just don't know if Bryan Singer is going to continue the X-Men franchise, because the rumor is that it's going to get a massive reboot with the new actors that are going to be in Apocalypse, which makes sense, I guess. They need to start from fresh, and you know, because you know Hugh Jackman's gone now. You've got the Deadpool movie coming out, so they need to do something. But yeah, I think it's interesting idea. I think now we're going to move on to a break, because you know we've been talking for a very long time, and we're going to have a break from our sponsor, so let's go straight into it.
Is Ryan? Oh, is it text Ryan now? Or hit up Ryan? Yeah. He said, what did he say? He said, message me when you're about to hit break. I may be able to join.
At Comic Converse, we strive to be the greatest comic community on the planet. We have ideas that are going to change everything. But for that, you'll just have to stay tuned.
This is my last podcast as a teenager. It's going to be tomorrow. Nothing, probably. My family's in the family.
Hello guys, welcome back to the podcast. I love that we've got that really awesome message from Comic Converse, I'm saying it properly now. So we're going to start our next section, which is DC oriented. It's really cool. The first thing that I do want to say is that Comic Converse is going to be launching this week. So this is going to be the first podcast at launch, which is absolutely amazing. I'm loving the support from those guys. But yeah, anyway, I just wanted to say that, plug that in there. Let's go straight into some Green Lantern stuff. So this is a rumor that quite honestly came out of nowhere. Like, we didn't really think, like, after the Green Lantern movie, we would have seen any news right now, because the film is coming out on 2020, the reboot. So, you know, we really haven't had any details since then, since they actually announced it. But the apparent rumor is that the Green Lantern movie is going to focus on three Green Lanterns. So it isn't going to be focusing on, you know, one, like the last movie did, on Hal Jordan, which was terrible. So this film is going to be focusing on Hal, Jon Stewart, and Guy Gardner, which is really interesting. I don't know if Guy Gardner is that important, you know, Green Lantern. I'm not really a fan of him, so I can say that. And apparently the film is going to come out in 2020, as we know. And the rumor is that Chris Pine and Tyrese have been attached to it, because Tyrese has been, you know, on Instagram talking a load of rubbish, I could say that. We've been doing a lot of, you know, rumors, and he's been posting up. It's kind of weird in a way. Tyrese is really weird on Instagram. I don't know what's going on there. I really think this is an interesting idea, because the last film, in my honest opinion, was god-awful. I really think that Green Lantern is a badass character who deserves to have, you know, an interesting movie. And I think they should maybe focus on the core. That would be really cool to, like, do some sort of... I think it maybe do, like, a buddy cop Green Lantern movie. That would be amazing. Like, you have Jon Stewart, Hal, and Gardner, like, going after somebody. That would be badass. It could have, like, some comedy in it. But, yeah. What's your opinion on this, Roger? It's really cool, I guess.
Well, I'm glad it's going to include all three Lanterns, because then you won't have people complaining, oh, I wanted Jon Stewart, or I wanted to go way off the books and get Guy Gardner, or go back to the original and get Hal Jordan so we can have some chemistry with The Flash. But I think it's pretty interesting. I'm glad Chris Pine isn't Steve Trevor, because I feel like that would have been a misuse of him as an actor. And as Tyrese, as Jon Stewart, I don't know, man. Like, he's been teasing a lot and saying something's gonna...
Yeah, I think he just wants to get that paycheck.
I don't know. Because if he wanted that, he would have been like, you know, I think I could be an awesome Green Lantern. But he's been teasing that something's basically...
Yeah, because he went to Warner Brothers, didn't he? It's crazy. Like, apparently he went there. So what the hell's going on there?
I don't know. Like,
the rumor is that they're going to announce the casting at SDC, which makes sense, San Diego Comic-Con, because Justice League is around the corner. They need to get this sorted. Thinking of that, do you think Green Lantern's going to appear in Justice League, and what one? I think maybe it'll be Hal, if it makes sense.
It's either got to be Hal or John. Like, one of them has to be...
I think it might be Hal. I have a thing, because apparently the rumor is that they might go for two Green Lanterns or three, and I think it's more likely they'll go for two right now. I think three is a bit too, you know, up now. I think if they could drop one, I think they'll drop Gardner, because Gardner's not really that known. I think having Hal and John would be awesome. Like, I was thinking maybe even put two of them in the Justice League. I know it's crazy, but imagine if they did that. That'd be badass.
Like, have one.
But I think they'll probably limit it to one.
I have one of them come at the last minute, but I think Tyrese has a lot of passion, and
yeah, I think that he's got a lot of passion. You know, the guy is really devoted, but I think maybe he could be in it for the paycheck, which everyone else probably would be. But I don't know.
Or maybe because, you know,
there's something about it. But he's read a couple of the books and stuff, Jon Stewart. Why am I calling him Jon Stewart? Tyrese read a couple of the books, so I think that maybe he's interested. But yeah,
maybe because
closing thoughts.
Okay. Last thing, he teased on his Instagram saying hashtag the oath has been taken. So and it had a picture of him and Chris Pine. So
yeah.
So I don't know.
Oh God, we've got our guy back. Ryan's back. Anyway, as you were saying.
Okay, who's back?
Ryan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, the king has returned. Okay, so we were talking about the Green Lantern situation. We've got Hal Jordan, Jon Stewart, and Gardner apparently going to be in the 2020 reboot with Chris Pine mm-hmm. and Tyrese attached. So what's your opinion on this?
My opinion on it is I'm actually really excited. Normally we get a type of reboot, and like usually it's Hal Jordan, and everybody was saying whether or not it would be Jon Stewart or Hal Jordan or Guy Gardner to take it on, and like I just feel like the movie will suffice and I think be better with all three of them, especially if it's Chris Pine like playing Hal Jordan, because everybody wanted that to happen. So many fans were upset when supposedly he was announced for Steve Trevor.
I don't think that was confirmed, was it? I don't think it was confirmed.
No, it was never confirmed. It was just a lot of big sites were taking that rumor, and it seems like it was a smokescreen.
Yeah.
A lot of people actually think that he was going for both, and whichever one he could land, he was going to sign on for, and they kind of went, oh, Hal Jordan.
Okay. Because the rumor is now, I think it got updated, that they might be going for two. And I really think they'll probably drop Gardner. I think Gardner will be the character that they drop if they wanted to drop one. You know, yeah. I think they'll probably drop Gardner. Because Hal and Stewart, like, I would always want, like, a buddy cop movie. As I think I said with Roger before. Like, imagine a buddy cop with, like, Hal and Stewart. That would be just so badass. Like, that would be a really cool little thing.
Yeah, that would be fun.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah. I think they should go for, like, a Guardians of the Galaxy level. Maybe film. Like, not
well,
like
supposedly
humor.
It's supposed to be like a buddy cop.
Yeah, that's what I said. The buddy cop. Yeah, that's an awesome way to go for it. Like, you could have them, like, in the core going after, like, criminals in the, you know, realm of the universe. That'd be badass. Like, imagine that, you know. I don't know what director could take really that on, because you need the big director for these two characters.
You could honestly make it, like, where, like, criminals, a.k.a. the Sinestro Corp, like, are behind the scenes, and you get like little like teasers that it's the Sinestro Corp, but like, you know, a crime happens that no one believes, and they both have to go out into whatever space and figure it out, and then it leads into future movies with, you know.
Yeah, but I was going to say something, because like Justice League is coming out soon, so what character do you think they're going to put in that one? Is it going to be Stewart or Hal? I probably would say Hal.
It could be both.
Maybe both. Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was saying it to Roger as well, like, they could do both, but I just don't know how that would work in a Justice League movie, because it's going to be big already. But maybe they could do it where, you know, Hal is throughout the entire movie and Stewart comes like at the end. I don't know. That would be cool.
That would be very cool.
But yeah, it's really cool that they've, you know, SDC is around the corner, so we're going to get a lot of stuff, guys. You know, we are going to be doing a podcast event. We've got something planned, but I don't know if it's going to go forward. It's kind of like a versus type thing. It's really interesting, so you might talk about that there. But do you think he's going to be announced? Who do you think Chris Pine is going to be the new Green Lantern? I don't know.
It has to be.
I think he is.
Yeah, cool. So I think we could move on to some, well, I think we should do some Batman stuff. We were going to do the Flash, but I think we should stay on topic with the movies and stuff. And apparently Ben Affleck is going to develop and direct the standalone Batman movie. Now, this is a rumor that's been going on for a while now. They announced that a movie is coming out in 2020. We don't know what the hell it is going to be. Apparently, that was the release date. I don't know if it was TBA or announced yet. But apparently, at Comic-Con, they are going to announce the new Batman movie. And it is going to be coming out in 2018. Directed by Batfleck, as you could say.
Gotta love Batfleck.
I think we'll start with, again, I think we'll do Ryan, because Ryan, you know, wasn't here at first, so. Yeah, what's your opinion?
I'm actually really excited for this, because he has proven that he could direct
act. I agree.
In his, with Argo
yeah,
and
Argo
Town,
is brilliant,
and
so. Yeah, he's got
both
the chops, yeah.
Brilliant. And it's like, it'll be interesting, especially now that what a lot of people are saying is, like, they're afraid because, you know, you saw the Dick Tracy movie. I forget who was Dick Tracy, but he also directed it, and it ended up being really bad. And the thing that people have to remember is that he is playing Batman already. He's being directed and shown how Batman is going to interact with all the other characters. He's going to see how his older Batman reacts to Superman and helps Superman, and he's going to get at least a full movie in where he knows how to handle it. So I feel like that's not the question.
Yeah, but something that I do want to mention is a bit fishy with this whole situation. They're reporting that the movie's going to come out in November. And as we know, there's a Fantastic Beasts movie coming out that month. So I don't know if they would want to be able to do it. Maybe it'd be early. I think a Batman movie would make more sense in the summer, to be honest.
Yeah, you know what? It's just going to be very interesting to see how he takes it.
Yeah, I think a different approach. Like, I would always wanted if you guys haven't played the Batman Arkham games, I don't know what you're doing. Like, imagine an Arkham Asylum in the movie format. That would be awesome. Like, maybe it's like Christmas or something like that. That would be a really cool little story. But I think it should be a little bit more contained than, say, the Dark Knight trilogy. It has to be self-contained because it's going to be... Obviously, this is part of a new big universe, but it needs to be self-contained in a way. Maybe a prequel. That could be a good idea.
Well, they could take it the prequel way, which would be interesting because they could show like how he got to the point where how he reacts in Batman vs. Superman. Because remember, this is an older one. This is definitely an older version of Batman. This is definitely going to be one that's well-versed in what he's doing. He's fought these guys before. Supposedly, in Batman vs. Superman, he's going to reference the Joker. He's going to talk about, like, you know, his time with him and his time learning these different aspects that that he's trained for. And so with a prequel, we could get a younger Batfleck kind of.
Yeah, but I don't know how would they do it. Like, how would they make it now? I think they could do it maybe couple of years. They probably won't go crazy like, say, Batman Origins if you haven't played that game. So yeah, I think I like that idea. Actually,
It's rumored to be called The Batman.
Yeah, that's an interesting title, but I think we all known like for Batman to have like Rises or The Dark Knight Rises or Batman Begins. That's going to be very interesting to take into, you know.
Yeah.
But hey, so Roger, what's your opinion? Excited. I guess forgot to up to you.
I think it's pretty cool. It's coming from Latino Review, so take it with a grain of salt.
Oh
so.
God, be dubious, guys.
Yes, dubious. The Batman, I guess, kind of lazy, but it's it's fine. November.
The rumor, like, I think the Stoke said this film was going to be. I say this is a Marvel thing. I should say that they were going to make the Spider-Man movie. The Spider-Man. Like,
oh my!
I just want to say that.
The Spider-Man. it'd Batman be almost close to Batman 89, but it's the Batman, I guess.
Yeah,
and
but like, what's your overall opinion on Ben Affleck?
Caped Crusader.
Yeah, Caped Crusader sounds badass.
Right. How about Batman Under the Red Hood? Ooh,
but that would be
fun. Don't get
Under the Red Hood. I don't think they would do that.
If you bring Jason Todd into this, I will freak out.
It's too early for that.
That'd be amazing. And I guess
I think down the line they could do that, but I don't know.
One thing we should mention is that Chris Terrio is
Chris Terrio is apparently going to be a screenwriter.
Yeah, is penning the script to the Batman. So he's.
Yeah, I think that.
He did Batman v Superman.
I don't know what I want for. I don't know if I want a Batman standalone, if I could be quite honest. I think I've had enough of Batman now, but I think 2018 is far away enough. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, and you know what? If Batfleck is everything that he seems like he's going to be, maybe a lot of people will start to crave that kind of movie, a standalone where you actually see his Batman interacting with his villain.
I think if they went for, like, I grew up on the animated series, the Batman animated series. That's like probably my first interaction with Batman. And I would love something like that. Like, you know, something where he's actually doing some sort of detective work. That would be, like, amazing. I think having that esque in it, maybe we could have some sort of... I think what they could do would be awesome is, like, have it based all in night. You know, that would be amazing. Like, Batman's doing crazy stuff. He's going after the Penguin. It kind of like the Batman Arkham games. I always wanted that. That would be awesome.
I want to know if they're going to introduce a Robin. Is it time to finally introduce an actually well-versed Robin?
I think...
Whether it be
Robin,
Dick,
I don't know.
Or
I think maybe Tim. If they ever did Robin, it would probably be Nightwing. I don't know why. I just think that Nightwing makes a lot more sense for this universe of the DC stuff.
Well, if it's an older Batman, you'd have to go with Nightwing.
Yeah.
You can't really do...
But speaking of that, isn't the rumor going around that Robin is actually going to appear in Batman v Superman, the female Robin? played by, I forgot her bloody name. She's got
Well, yeah, the rumor is because due to the fact that it's based off of The Dark Knight Returns, no one really has any like basis on it. Yeah. They're just hoping because everything seems to be going off of that.
The Dark
Knight Returns and how it's gonna.
Because run. I think so that the actress that's playing one of the characters in it had like she dyed her hair and she was taking pictures of it and stuff, and she kind of did look exactly like Carrie Fisher, what her name is. Yeah.
It would be interesting. It would very be an interesting take. I don't know if a lot of fans would like that. I think a lot of people would rather them go down the road of Tim or Damian, even. But that would be good.
I'd like to see Damian win.
But that would definitely be the remake of...
Damian would be cool.
Damian would be awesome.
He could be cool, but I'm just scared that they'll get like a whiny kid. That's the problem.
Well, no, you can just age him up a whiny bit. Kid. You can age him up
Maybe they could age him up a bit. Maybe so they could do he's that. Been I like, would love, but I think I would love to see Nightwing. Like Nightwing, that'd be fun, yeah. Oh my god!
Because
like just the
Nightwing would be perfect.
Yeah, the lightning rod and stuff. Oh god!
Yeah,
like that'd be awesome. Oh, yeah. Especially if you got someone like I don't know, maybe have Zack Snyder kind of individual stuff.
Mm. Yeah.
Like
well, you know what would be if they did like a spin-off movie and introduced Nightwing that way.
Yeah, I think it Nightwing standalone. Apparently the rumor is that they're making a Red Hood movie, like a standalone Red Hood. I don't know how that would work.
I would like that.
Yeah, that would be cool. Even though I think...
Because Nightwing would have to be in it.
Yeah, Nightwing and could so be in it. That would be awesome. Like, but I don't know. The rumor is that it could be Origin as well. Maybe they could show you know, the other... What's it called? Harley Quinn and the Joker could be going in. Because apparently the rumor is at the end of Suicide Squad, the Joker and Harley are going to run away in like a... I think a their car or something. And Batman's going to be chasing them, so... Maybe that could be leading into the Batman standalone movie.
Tell me what you guys think about this. What if they did the Red Hood as, you know, the opening scenes is Batman going to save Jason, as usual, with the Joker doing Joker's thing, and play it from there. Play it the comic. Do, you know, fast forward to Tim Drake and Batman and have all these things happening, and then, you know what I mean? Like, eventually it'll be... Jason Todd really angry that he replaced Tim Drake, replaced him with Tim Drake, and not only that, but that the Joker's alive, and have that as a
maybe that could be a really cool thing. Like
because Nightwing's in it. Yeah, Nightwing in fights it. The Red Hood.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
So, God, that would be awesome.
So yeah, I think that's it, guys, for the Batman stuff. We're gonna end this off with the Flash. So this is on TV, CW TV news. I think I could add Arrow in here as well. Because it's kind of the same thing. So it has been confirmed that Arrow and The Flash season 2 for The Flash, season 4, I think it's season 4 for Arrow, mm-hmm. are actually going to be coming out in October. So that is this
Which
year.
Is hell yeah.
October this year. I'm kind of surprised that it was this year, because I thought it was going to be next year. I don't know why. You know, because Legends of Tomorrow, I thought Legends of Tomorrow was going to come out in November or whatever, and they would have like had a break from The Flash and Arrow, but no, they're going full steam ahead in October, and... I do want to add here that there's going to be a lot of new stuff in The Flash Season 2. Like, they're going to introduce a lot of the new speedsters, and we're hoping that we do Wally West, which would be really cool. So, yeah, what is your opinion on this, Roger? Are you very excited for Season 2 of The Flash, and what do you think is going to happen in Arrow? And, yeah.
Well, I'm glad The Flash is coming back just in a couple months, to the end of the year, almost October, just... I think that's awesome. Arrow, that's fine. I don't really care for Arrow, but because I haven't watched it yet, but whatever. The Flash, I'm glad it's coming back soon. They have a lot of time to start. I think they're almost going to start production. I think Grant Gustin teased it on.
Yeah, I think they'll probably do it in the summer. Mm-hmm. Just get some of the stuff done because like October is approaching very fastly.
I'm thinking they're still going to include the Reverse Flash in some shape or form. He's not going to be the big bad of the season.
I think what they could do is maybe scale him back a bit, the Reverse Flash. Like, I think the thing is, they need to have a series where it's going to focus on different characters, I think different villains, not like have one villain, I think. I think that would be a really cool thing. Like, you know, they're going to introduce Wally West, apparently. Yeah. There's apparently going to be a new Flash, so that would be a cool thing to do. I think they should focus on that, and then maybe do the Reverse Flash. Like, that storyline will always be there, but it wouldn't be the main thing.
Yeah. Also, too, because I think in this season, or maybe I don't know which season, it could finally have like the Flash versus Reverse Flash and actually have him win. Because all the times the Reverse Flash has been beaten is with the help of the Arrow or the Atom, and
but yeah, even though the Arrow fight was so ridiculous, like the Firestorm and Arrow came for one night, yeah, like one day, and it just buggered off and never came back again, yeah. Which I find a bit funny.
And I guess at the end of the end of season one, spoilers, I guess if you haven't seen it, Flash basically kind of didn't even beat him. It was Eddie. It was Eddie who beat him.
I don't know if they're gonna reverse.
Well, that was kind of a loophole.
Yeah, I think they'll probably reboot. I have a feeling that the next season might be after, because if you guys don't know, at the end of the Flash season one, there's like this massive thing that happens, explosion and stuff, and there were, I think it's a massive machine. I really think that at the end of that, they're gonna kind of scale back on season two. Maybe season two is gonna be opening with that, and then the whole time gets reset. Mm.
That'd be interesting.
Maybe, I don't know.
I'm just,
because they could. Yeah.
Well, no, the rumor going around is that they want that to stick, because what they wanted is that Barry is going to kind of... The way the first time Jay Garrick and Barry Allen ever met was due to the fact that they broke the time barrier.
Yeah.
So they were able to visit one another. Mm-hmm. So I feel like him, he's going to end up stopping that wormhole that he ran into.
Yeah.
And kind of... but not fix the time barrier. You know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah. So, because remember, they did announce that a hero is being casted. He's 30 to 40 years old, square jaw, and a bit cynical. And everybody's hoping for either Jay Garrick or someone from the past to show up and kind of be a second superhero to the Flash and be a good guy and stuff like that. So that's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
And Grant Gustin announced that there's going to be a big bad announced immediately from the start of the series.
Yeah, because Comic-Con is around the corner, so I think we're going to get a lot of the details then. You know, I think that they're going to reveal what's going to happen in season two, what characters are going to be introduced, maybe introduce a new baddie. I think they should kind of maybe stick away from Reverse Flash for a while and bring us some new characters that we haven't seen. Like, you know, I don't know.
Well, they did announce that, what's it called? Professor Wells is going to be back.
Yeah, he's going to be back in it, but I don't know if he's going to have a big presence, if it makes sense. Like, I don't know. Maybe they'll have like some sort of flashbacks, sequences. I don't know what they'll do, but I don't know. I don't think it's going to be that important. Firstly, maybe down the line. Maybe down the line, like the season finale or whatever.
Well, it would be nice to see a good guy, Harrison Wells, and everybody's not sitting back going, what are you going to do now?
Yeah,
you
know, I think that would be interesting.
It's going to be nice to have the teacher.
Yeah, but I'm really excited for the new Flashes. It's going to be amazing. Like, I really think even Jay Garrick and maybe even Riley West as well. Like, put them both.
Oh, God, if Jay Garrick's in it, oh.
That'd be really cool. But I just don't know if...
nerd's happiness.
Yeah, I think that could happen in season two, which is interesting. Arrow, I think we can all agree that Arrow, the last season of Arrow wasn't that good. So, I don't think anybody's really excited for season four. I'm excited a bit, but I'm not going to be, like, you know, Flash excited. So, yeah, I think that's going to be the last topic. I think that we all enjoyed talking about, you know, the DC stuff today.
Yep.
I think we could say, Roger, where can I find you?
Oh, you can find me at Twitter at itsyourboyr2 and on YouTube at youtube.com/itsyourboyr2. And I'm not done with YouTube, just to let you guys know if any of my fans are here or my subscribers or whatever. I haven't quit it, just the timing.
Okay, cool. So, Micah, Ryan, where can they find you?
Unlike these two guys, I am not on YouTube, but I am on Twitter at rmayor94.
Okay, cool. So yeah, I'm gonna sign off. We want to give a massive shout out to Comic Converse, because it's gonna be the first episode on the launched page. It's looking really cool. You guys are gonna love the page, and I think we're the only writers here, and we've got a lot of stuff, you know, planned for it. Yep. So it's gonna be amazing. We're very excited for Comic Converse. I'm going to say it right now. Comic Converse. So we're very excited for that future involvement, you know. Our podcast is actually going to be on iTunes now, which is amazing. I've actually sorted it out. So we're going to be on iTunes and Stitcher. So if you guys are part of that club, if you're on those devices, you can find us. But for now, we're on SoundCloud, and we are going to post a link on the Comic Converse Twitter. So I do want to say a big thank you for you guys, you know, Roger and Ryan, thank you for being here today. I also want to say that we're going to be doing a Terminator special next week, so that's going to be very interesting. The movie's sitting at 40% on Rotten Tomatoes, so I don't know what we're going to be saying about it. So yeah, it's badass that we're going to be having that we will be back and we will see you next week.